This is like somewhat of a historic share, more than a Musar share. In this week's parasha, we have the beginning of the parasha. We have that Yaakov Avinu is preparing for his meeting with Edom, with Esav. And the Ramban brings the beginning of the parasha that the Chazal saw this as the paradigm of how to approach deal with Edom. And every time that they would approach Edom, they would be misguided in this parsha to do it in the right way. So, therefore, we're assuming what the government of Rome is Malchus Edom, and that's a normal assumption. The government of Rome is Malchus Edom, and that Yaakov Avinu was preparing to meet Esav, which is Esav is Edom, which says at the end of the parsha, Esav hu Edom, and Romi is Edom. Rashi says it all the way at the end of the parsha. It says that Aluf Magdiel is Zur Roimi. Right? The problem is that there's a Targum which seems to say not like that. That's the root of the problem is the Targum which seems to say not like that. In Parshas Bolok, it says, "Vitzim yad kitim beinu asher beinu ever hu adayav veid." So this is Vitzim. Rashi says Vitzim are these big ships. There's these big ships that come from the kitim, and they're going to afflict Asher and Aver, etc. There, the Targum translates to be Starkon. There's going to be this Birnoi from Miramoi from the Romans. Now over there, it's talking about. It says Vitzim yad kitim. Kitim, if you remember back in Parshas Noach, was one of the children of Yefes. So he wasn't Edom. He wasn't. So Remoye, Rome, is the Targum of translating Rome is coming from the Kitim, the Bnei Kitim, which is from Yefes, which is one of the children. It's one of the children of Yovan. So is it Yovan or is it Esav? Who is Rome? What is Rome? And that is the question which we're trying to figure out. Okay. Down the bottom of the page, this should be a Ramban. Right? This should be an Ibn Ezra and a Ramban over here. A Ran and an Ibn Ezra. Okay. So the first one is the Ran. Kikvar hodiunu rabbeinu hayoseinu begolus edom. We are in Golus Edom. Now, what do you mean we're in Golus Edom? We're in Golus of Rome. So we know. So we got to figure this out. Ki im hayos asher romi hamachseves rahavenu, whom we call Eretz Yavan. Rome, which is the one which is now lording over us, that's the Golus that we're in, is part of Yavan. K'mosh tirgam ugalus v'simiyat kitim v'sayon v'istacharon miramoe. It's these groups which are traveling from Rome. Kitim v'echman b'nei Yavan. But the kings were from Edom. And furthermore, there was in this nation, which is really Yavon, there was a large membership from Edom. So in the pasuk in Esau, so the targum of the ksuvim over there says that Rome, the Rishoa, which is built in Italia, it's malya eklusin from Bnei Edom. So therefore it's referred to as Golus Edom, even though Be'etzem really it's Yavon. Rome is really Yavon, because Roimoy is Kitim and Kitim is Bnei Yavon. But the king and many of the people are from Edom, that's enough to call it Edom. Okay. And that's the Ram. The Ibn Ezra is the next paragraph. V'yeshenim shloikitzu mishnas v'velis yachshu v'kianachtu b'golus Edom. So people which are asleep, which have not woken up from their sleep of foolishness, believe that we're in Golus Edom. Well, Kena Hadaver, Rak Edom Hoya Tachas Yad Yehuda, Kain Kosa Yivsha Edom Tachas Yad Yehuda. Kam Yav Hikris Kol Zachar Be Edom, they destroyed them. But we're Shoyi Tachas Yad Yehuda. Some Chubiyam Idenu. They're the ones who were where the pasuk says that there's going to be a punishment to Edom, is because Edom was celebrating because we had put them in servitude. They're going to celebrate when we are destroyed, but not because they're winning over us. Okay. And that which they were celebrating when they're, as it were, our brother, that was so painful, that's why the pasuk focuses on that thing. But we're not really in Golas Edom. Why? Then he says, because they celebrated the fact that we were being, Christ was being destroyed, not because they were the ones who were the victorious. He was somam sharma Yerushalayim eknisam berbris milo. Gmei grifis kasher nukad the Yerushalayim bo gdu the Edom lezer the Yehuda. Veroimi, stop. So there, that's where Edom was. So when you refer to there is these people, there were Edomim. He's equating the Edomim, which were found, the Edomim, which were found in Mayasheni, the time of the Chashmonoim, were connected with Edom. This is a big historical question, but he's assuming that. But Roimi Shiglisano, who means Erekitim? That's from Yavon. Okay, no, we're talking about Sami Yakitim, he Machos Yavon, Habatza, Kashir Pirashi, Beseir Vanil. It's actually part of Machos Yavon. So this is not even, it's not, this is an extension of Machos Yavon. Then he says like this, there was a small group of people who believed in this new religion. What happened next was that when they made this new religion, the ones who accepted it were the Edomim. So now we're in that sense in the Golus of Edom, not because it's Rome, it's because the people who accepted it were people from Edom. Gam ken yikra yom anshe mitzrayim ushua v'eretz elam yishmaelim v'ein b'hem misha hu mizar yishmael ki mesei ma'ad. Similarly, you find you refer to the people from Mitzrayim as Ismailites, Yishmaelim. They're not Yishmaelim. They're probably from who knows how many different nations. They're Yishmaelim. They happen to believe. What's happened is we've tied a certain religion to them, even though there's a very small people which really that should be tied to it. But that's what's happened, and therefore that's how we end up using these type of lashonas. So that's how he understands this. And the footnote even adds one more kinach, that it says these people who have not awoken from the Shnasi Velas that Ibn Ezra is referring to as Chazal, that's pretty insulting to Chazal, right? Chazal said it's Kaini Das Chazal Rishonim, Kain Kamashabir Sefer Manoi Yeshua La Barbanel, Ibn Ezra, he says the Malchus Revia, so Daniel has this vision of the four kingdoms. The fourth one is Malchus Yishmol. According to the Ibn Ezra, it's Yishmol, not Edom, not like Chazal. So he's, you know, way going out there, and they take him to task for this, that in fact he's like going against Chazal in such a strong way. Okay. There on the pasuk of Mitzim Yakitim, Avinu Asher Avinu Aver. So, so there's a longer bound over here. So look at the Ramban, it's on the fourth line of the Ramban. But said the reinforcement of the Rebbe, said the Chaya Rabbis should run Daniel, he wrote me. The fourth vision, the fourth Chaya, which is the one who sent us into Golos, is Rome. Shegli Sonu, he asher Teoved, the Adam Mashiach. He'll be destroyed by Mashiach. But the Shem is that we have a problem. Nesha Machos, the Shlish is who Yavon. Because if we're Shem Daniel, the third one is Yavon. Chitim, whom is there Yavon? Shem Abnei Yavon, Elisha, Tashish, Kitim, Adonim.
So they are, and here the Targum translates that's Rome. So, but if it is, Rome is the Kittim, and Kittim are from Yavin, so that's really the third Malchus. What's the fourth Malchus? Kizamasu, and but Chazal Maidenboy. So look at the words. The Italia Shal Yavan is the Krak Gadol Baraymi. So the area of Italia, which is part of Yavan, is the large city of Rome. So you're calling it Yavan, right? Well, you do ki shema oritz asher roimi michlolo tikra b'sifreim elosharim Italia. We know that that's Italy. So Italia Shal Yavan. The Italy of Yavan, it's called Yavan, belongs to Yavan. Okay, so what's the pshat? So the first pshat the Ramban is going to say is Enechanami, that this is what his question is. He's not asking mitzad Chazal. The Chazal say that we're in it's Edom, it's Esav. He's saying just punch the pshat in the pasuk. Yavan and Kittim are the same Mount Malchus. So how can you call two of the Malchus? How can you call this the third Malchus or the fourth Malchus? It says it's Yavan and Yavan. That's the first, third and the fourth Malchus. It's the same Malchus. So the answer is, you find sometimes that we will call, you have, actually not the children, some of them developed and became so significant on their own that they're not no longer referred to by the name of the father, and some of them are just subsumed under the name of the father. For example, you come to Ke Yevusi Ramari VeGigoshi VeChibi Heim Ubona VeHeim VeAviyam Yochoshu Kolecha VeEchad Lugam VeTeyatzba. We have a nation called Yevusi Ramari VeGigoshi, etc. Chiti VeGigoshi Ramari, and then there's a Kanani VePrizi VeChibi. Now, what do you mean there's a Kanani? There's seven nations. Seven nations are Chiti, Gergoshi, Ramari, Prizi, Chivi, Yebusi, and Kanani. They're all Kanani. So where's the seven nations? Each one of these children became their own very mighty nation. So the land of Eretz Kanan, all of the seven nations lived there. There are six of the children which became so significant that they got their own name. But there was other children, and those other children remained under the name Kanan. Ah. So same thing over here. There's Yavon and Kittim out of all the children, Elisha and Sarshish and Doidonim. So they did not become significant enough that they're called Yavon. And then there's another child called Kittim, which he got his own name. Fine. You find such a thing over there also. That's how the Ramban understands. Good. Rabbi Avram, the Shabbos of the Mechus, b'zem Malchus Yishmo. The Ram in Daniel says that the fourth Malchus is Yishmol. Kinova patam alav, because he was living under the rule of Yishmol, and so they're pretty bad, right? Don eich loy simna Malchus gedol v'tzuma kemoya. So why isn't Yishmol included in the four Malchus? Okay, v'zoy satayna mechaser das. He doesn't understand the dal Malchus. His question doesn't make sense. Why? Kerem Malchus sherod Daniel kulam oimdus mezuach hazu. So came along that Babel destroyed Eretz Yisrael, and then came Paras and Modi, and they destroyed Babel, and they took over the Malchus from Babel. Then came the Greeks, and they overpowered Paras and Modi. And then came Rome and overpowered the Greeks. And there's Yishmael doing some else over on the side. He wasn't part of that picture. Because so what happened, there was a Golus which started, and each one is extending that Golus. And Benoya Kastim, Achareim Yitopso Persim, Amalkus, Vishabdu. Ishtab the bottom hakastim, Rachreim yitop some persim amalchus ishtab the bottom, Rachreim mekayim amayavonim, Racha yigru haramiyim yitop so amalchus ishtab the bottom at ace kates. Because yitop some amalchus some rak by yalagoyo. Now, Hinea Golosenu Kimei Arba Malchius. Our Golos is under these four Malchius. Avalim Iu Boilam Malchius Acheris, Bime Arba Ela, Lo Yimon the Makosu, Rimlon Yel, Venlo Tsar Klaber Yosum, the Diasagula. Whether he saw them, that wasn't what the point was. Hinea Bime Parsi Yavin Gamma Yom Yesh Boilam Malchius Kadelis Mavad Rami Vishmal. Catch a hold of a coach, Romano, Vatarta, Vazalosum. Can you cross a Malchius Rabbis? We're wearing the goalless of like five Malchius. No, the Terence is that's not the point. Do a Hiroimi, Hagli Son of Mimeas, be honest with Titus, Lo Yishmael. Can come Malcolm Shanu, Gambi Yishmael, Gambi heard about Kush, Begolus, Remy, Anachdu, Ashtava Zikra, Menigal Mimel. So that's what he says. To answer the kasha, yes, Yishmael is a tremendous malchus, and we're affected by it, etc. But that wasn't the one who put us into Golus, and and until the one who put us into Golus, which still has some power and authority, is going to be destroyed, we have not left that Golus. The fact that there are other malchus affecting us at the same time is irrelevant. Midei Ulai. That's it. Okay. Why don't I put the next page in? I didn't put the next page in. Okay. Comes the Goyen. See, he's talking about the children of the Shiva Mumus. The Kitim who roi me. Kitagam Timi Ad Kitim. Also Sayam and Rimoi. So Kitim is referring to Rome. So we have a problem. Because Al said it's Eloim. So when if it's kitim, so it means it's yovan. Zok the goyim b'sancher of hoshibah b'nei edoim, v'hem nikrom ramiim v'hem shechivu beis hamikdash. So the land is the land which belongs to Rome, belonged to the kitim. B'sancher of came and he was a valuable kol umos. So in the land which belonged to kitim, he replaced it with b'nei edoim. So we can refer to that land as the land of kitim. Because it's called Al Shem, the land was the land of Kittim, and that's Rome. But the people living there are the people of Edom, and they're the ones who chose to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. Came Kimel Chazal, that's Chazal's Masar. Amirush was there, Mashik Hikshu, Rei Kittim, Ibn Yefes, Rami, Ibn Edom. So we answered our question how the two things fit. Excuse me. So that's how he answers the question. He points out over here. As he says over here, look at the quote on the bottom. He brings it. The Goyen says this is the Goyen in Divrei Yamin. Says the same thing in Esther. Secher people is called Umos. The Chazal said that Secher was movable. He mixed everything up. He took people, whole nations, and moved them from one country to the next. That's we call it Golos Adam, but it's Rome, and Rome is Kitim. If anything, we know that the Edomim, which are they were even at the time of the Churban, they were slaves to the Jews. These people called the Edomim. So he said, yeah, they were the doymim. The answer is, So Chazal of Masara, everybody was moved around. So who did Sancheriv take and uproot them from place X and put them into where Rome is? The doymim. So that's how the guy answers the question. Do I want to do this piece? Yeah. Um, He says that the pasuk says by the, that the pasuk by the story of the five kings and the four kings, and Murnam is to the four kings which they won over the five kings, that those four kings are referring to the four Golias. The last one of the four kings is called Goyim. Malachosa, so he says like this: Shisha Melch Yavan, he Rishana Moch Be'elam. That's with Kosham Chazal Shnei Shani Mochu Be'elam. Achakach Nispasha Machusim Mecholad Mekulai. Greece was, had at one point in time a Malchus over the whole world. The last is called Melech Goyim. Shemalach Al Amim Shoinim. Rem is the Melech Roim Yeshaham. A Melech Al Ir Mekubetzis Mi Amim Rabim Kitim Ed Edoim Vieser Goyim. So the fourth one is called Melech Goyim, because that's Meramis to Malchus Rome, which is a combination of the Kitim and the Doimim and other Goyim, etc. And that's, and then we Avraham Avinu overpowers these four kings to show that Klaisel will be victorious in the end. So the Ran over here is Pirshon Torah. It's Meramis, that's what I said before, that really there was an Amrav of Edom, even though the main thing was Kitim. So one of the places where he says that the it was more than that is the Malachim were dachka from Edom, and the ministers as well were from Edom. So even though the Hamunam was Kitim, but the leaders were Edom, therefore we can say Edom is the one who was responsible for our destruction.
What did the five kings represent? The four kings were the Golas, what's the five?
He didn't say. Ben Rechai says Kitim min Yavanhu Veshashu Rem is the Malchus Yishmael Harashah. So he says it's actually referring to Malchus Yishmael, and the Rabban says it's referring to Malchus Edom, like we saw before. Okay, a lot of different approaches over here. Let's see. So in the Seder Doros, they bring this fight between the Beis Olafim Tav Tzadi Gimel. So in the year 2493, so Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim in 2448, then the Midbar 40 years till 2488, and they crossed over the Yarden. So now this is 5 years after Klai Yisrael moved into Eretz Yisrael. There's a fight between Edom and Kitim. Which is Laman Aleph the Molche in his 31st year of his Malchus. So the Kitim went to fight with Bnei Esav. Yishma Hadar Melech Edom. He mounted the Grossoy Ba'am Kovet, he came out with an army against him, Yak Khazaka, but Gover Yad Kitim al Asa, Yergum the Asa of Kovbe's Elif. Beyudusa Kobane Asa, Besadar Melech Edom, Tov Sukhai, Vitzabe Beyonis, Yergu, and that was Memchest Malchusa. Vio Edom Tachos Yad Benekitim, the Mamlocha Achas, Vibene Edom, Avodim Lamas, Ovid Lab Yunus. So eventually, Edom became subjugated under Kitim. Now, he doesn't go back and talk about this issue of the future, but it's just interesting, Seder Adaris, that Edom basically was absorbed into Kitim. So that would seem to fit with this approach, that Edom and Kitim, at some point, you infiltrate, you absorb, and you become significant. Okay. I'm not going to do this long. It brings later on that there was a king that there was Tzor ben Eliphaz ben Esav, which is Edom, because he actually became a king over the Kittim. So, fine. Should we do that? Okay. We go to the end of the end. So there's a beautiful piece over here from Rabbi Zev Hoberman, the Sefer Zev Yitrov, which he deals with the issue of Edom and Yavam. And assuming that the Yavam, the Kittim, were not Edom, so and we know that the Kittim is not Edom, but Sarah Shal Esav, which is Edom, is one who's fighting with Yaakov, which represents the Darish Shal Shmad, which will be in the future. So the Maral says, he quotes from the Sefer Ner Mitzvah, which is the Maral. The Maral says that there's a difference between the Shmad of the Romans and the Shmad of the Mnei Yavin. The Yavin, the main goal of their Shmad was that the Jews should be Mesiyavein. The Romans, theoretically, the Yavonim had no interest in killing the Jews per se. They just wanted the Jews to join their religion. The Romans was the opposite. They made Xeris, which was so difficult that the Jews would not keep them, and therefore they have excuse to destroy them. And the real goal was destruction.
Oh.
That's what the morale says. So the Yavon was Geyser Shmad L'Shem Shmad, and Rome was Geyser Shmad L'Shem Ritzicha. Okay? Shmad is the Jews should convert. That's what the Greeks wanted. You convert, but we have a problem with leaving you alive. The Roman says, we hate your guts. We're not your life. So we'll make the rules so ridiculous that you're going to not listen to the rules. How you listen to us. We're going to kill you. But he brings that other Rishonim do not seem to say like that. They seem to equate the two. But how they dealt with it. But it was this issue, they involved this issue of Kittim and Yavin, etc. So he wants to suggest an approach. See, like this. The pasuk says, it's on page Shinun Gimel, at the bottom. Miokati said, like the end of the not the last paragraph, but the end of the paragraph beforehand. Kati sar bir ma inyan edom and shall esa limloich al roimi b'nei yavan. So, what's the connection? Why were they drawn there? Just because they ended up landing there. We're naming it by that. It seems to be which indicated that. I mean, there's something, some type of intrinsic connection between these parties. So he said like this. Shimon b'Levi Achim. So the matter asks, and Reuben is not a brother which it says Shimon b'Levi are brothers. Lefuke Reuben and Yehuda, they're all brothers. Yisachar and Zvulun. What does it mean, Shimon Levi? El Achim be Eitz Achas. They're brothers at Eitz Achas. Shem Yefes Achim be Eitz Achas. Because Chom is also a brother. Yeah, but Chom had a different approach to life than they did. So the Ach was Shem Yefes Hifkia Cham, it excluded Cham. Ki hu ayo ish misug Achar, but ha yashayach la'ach was of the eighth Achar Shal Shem Yefes. Valvish in the Futsum, Shem Yefes Kama Umas Shainas. So now, from Shem Yefes, which have a shared vision in life, different nations have come out. But they had some connection to start with. Okay, so Avram and Yavan had something in common. So I want to point this out. Avram was a seeker of truth. Yavan, to some extent, was a seeker of truth also. They weren't happy with just enjoying the world. They wanted to understand it. Avram wanted to understand the world also. Avram's ability to understand the world, he took it way beyond where they were willing to go. they pray, they had such a high opinion of their thought process that says something which is beyond their comprehension and understand can't be true. But that they should just sit back and have an unexplored life that they couldn't live with. They put the philosopher on the pedestal. Right? The Huns didn't put philosophers on pedestals. They put them into the ground. Right? You know, right? Yavon, in that sense, there was an achva between Shem and Yefes. And there's an achva which was between Avram and Yavon. There's an achva between then, it went from there. The Yaakov, Esav, the Kittim, Yaakov and Esav and Kittim also had some element of achva. So Kittim and Bnei Yavon were achim liYaakov and Esav. Okay, so that's why the idea that one of the leaders of Esav, the Aluf Magdiel, should end up going by the Kittim and becoming their leader. Yeah, that's not something which is, you know, on a very simple basis, there's no reason why that couldn't be true. Okay, now, the pasuk says in the next paragraph, the pasuk says, "Atem arim begulach hachem bnei Esav hayishim b'seir." The verse warns Klai, so you're going into the gulach that your brother bnei Esav. The Torah stresses that Edom is our brother. The Haftarah, Haloi Ach Esav LeYakov. So understand, Chazal said, "Yitzchok Yikar LeChazara." Veloi Kol Yitzchok. We smite Esav Mizera Avraham Mizera Yitzchok. But in some way, there's an element of achva. So that achva is the same achva which Yavon and Romi are achim. Esav and Yaakov remain achim even after he's excluded from the shame of Zerah Avraham and the shame of Zerah Yitzchok. There's still some element of a connection. Im kol hevdol otzim appeared muflum shebein Yaakov leEsav. There's an element of achva. The Nias Daiti, this is the point I want to share with you, that achva zois soid b'sharish hashmad. This achva is what creates this shmad issue. The reason why that they're attacking Klal Yisrael and they want to convert Klal Yisrael, kigerzi shmad ba'olam are Yavon and Rami. Ein roifin boy achar shum uma acheres k'moshe roitim achar Yisrael. Their real goal is Klal Yisrael. Why? They feel some elements of connection. We're brothers. Brothers, who the brotherhood is broken by the wall of a different approach to life, don't like that. I'm not related to the guy. I'm not related to the guy. So he has a different approach to me. That's his business. My brother converts out. I feel this wall between the two of us. I want to break that wall. I want to get the achva back. I want to get the korba back. I want my brother to be similar to me. We should have a shared experience. When we have different religions, that destroys achva. One brother doesn't like the fact that happens. They want to bring back the achva. Rav one time said, different kanech, but the kud of achva, you know, the belt says that, you know, there's no hatred like the hatred of brothers. What's the hatred of brothers? Why is this? Why? I mean, you know, listen, Sefer Bereishis uses this mushal, this vehicle. You have a Kain and Hevel, and then you have Yitzchak and Yishmael, you have Yaakov and Esav, you have Yosef and the brothers. I mean, it's again and again. Be'etzem, the child's real makom in the world is as a yerush of his father. So there's really only one spot There's only one parking space, and there's two cars. Right? The guy is not related to me at all, so he has never parking space. He's never place to put himself. My place in the world is I'm the Yerush of my father. Well, somebody else competing for the exact same spot. That's the problem. So Achva creates a tremendous connection, and Achva creates a tremendous hechatimsa for the competition. So they, when Klai Yisrael comes along and is chosen, the ones of the true das. So the Ugandans say, "Well, like we feel so left out. You know, we were part of the family, and now we're left out." They don't say that, right? The Esau comes along and says, "Yeah, what about me?" Right? That's Yavon had some element of Achus. Says, "What about me? We were connected, and now you're given the spot, and not me." No, I don't like that barrier. I'm going to destroy that barrier. I'm going to challenge that barrier. Ain't other mevatel even achiv. A person doesn't like losing his brother, and he's not giving mevatel on that. So normally, that's a good thing. I go and try to save my brother. Over here, I'm saving, as it were, my brother from losing him. Whatever they can do, they're trying to get the Achva back. So that's in the parsha. Hatzileni no miyad ochi miyad Esav. So Esav is this fellow Esav. He's, you know, this, you know, hunter, murderer, etc. But that's not the problem. The problem is he's ochi. So Hatzileni miyad Esav was one bakasha. You know, there's a dangerous guy out there. You're supposed to protect me from the dangerous guy over there. But the dangerous guy has put a target on my back. That's the problem. Because he's Achi, and an Ach never gives up. Because that's what's hurting him the most, is the fact that he lost, that he made this gap. And he doesn't want the gap. He doesn't want to be reminded there's a Yaakov out there which is different than him. So Esav's solution to the problem was very simple. No more Yaakov, so that he doesn't feel bad. Right? And that's what he wants to suggest. Okay. Right. They say over from the Parliament of Rav, he said, Esav has two approaches. Sometimes he comes like an Esav with the sword out to kill us. Sometimes he comes and says, "What do you mean? You're my brother. We're so friendly. Let's be together." He says, "That's the destruction of Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael historically has been successful against when they come to kill us. You know, we don't give in. You know, when they bring us in, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that you look what happened to Klai Yisrael. Like for generation after generation, they attacked Klai Yisrael by attacking. The Jews didn't give in. Right? They opened up the doors, emancipation, you know, the Enlightenment, you know, they flocked. Right? You know, you lost, a majority of Klai Yisrael was lost. He says one thing that Esav accomplished in all of those generations, he made the Jews feel downtrodden. So you're going to push me, I'll push back. But I do recognize that you're in the ascendancy and we're lower. So therefore, when the doors are thrown open of Achva, you join us, they ran because they're better. The Voida is to never lose sight of the fact that they're not better. Right? That, you know, what, we have something which they don't have. Now, and I have to tell you that, you know, in our society, it's getting easier and easier and easier to recognize that, right? That you know, it's totally empty out there. It's like they're it's an empty world, and we have something. And but you see now, like the whole world is like recreating the sinna. It's like, but it's a new angle of sinna. How dare you not believe in all of our liberal ideas? How dare you have some type of belief in, you know, that there's a right and a wrong, an absolute right, absolute wrong, and these things that we believe are good or bad, etc. And if you dare to think like that, we're going to crush you. I mean, it's a new religion. Achaz Dasal Hashmid. They're out to destroy Torah. I told you
It's run by the Jews and not the.
Yeah,
who are running the liberal ideas today.
Right, you know, the Jews, because they were able to pull the Jews in, right? Because there's an Achmed to it. It's an interesting thing. There is no Misbavlim, and there's no Misparsim. There are Misyavnim.
What's that mean?
There are Jews who became Hellenists. They became Misyavain. They changed their being into Yavanniks. There was no Jews who became Bavliim. There was no Misbavlim. There was no Misparsim. Mm-hmm. There was Misyavnim. Yavan was something which was close enough to Yiddishkeit that a Jew could be pulled into it.
That's interesting.
That's our society now. Our society is a reincarnation of Yavin to some extent. It's the putting the mind on a pedestal, the belief of the power of science and logic and philosophy and figuring things out right and wrong and what to do, etc. And it cannot be wrong, and we figured it out and we got it. Right? The tremendous search for knowledge and understanding and chokhmo. It's our society. Right. What was grafted into it together with that was Yavin. Yavin had a tremendous. I mean, they were low lives of, of physicality. They Mishkav Zachar was standard. I mean, like I don't know, it was put on a pedestal. It was something good. I mean, you feel like we're back in old ancient Greece, and they walk around without clothes. I mean, it's like basically we're back to square one. You know, and the Jews were Misyave. Because there was an achva there, there's a connection there. But the Yavonim could the Jew comes and says no, I'm not interested in joining you. He couldn't take it, and that's what once you see our society, the person says no, I have a different set of standards, and they're out to get you. They want to undermine Torah. They don't like it. It bothers them. Says it's mamash this lekud of achva, right? So we're in Golas Edom, but it's Betzim rooted in the world. It's Betzim rooted in the relationship of Yavan and Kitim, which is the extension of Yavan. That's the element of Golas which we're seeing now at the end of Golas Edom. Is this the Kud of Achbo being strained tremendously? So you have Jews slept into it,
right.
And the Jews which aren't, they're out. I think I mentioned to you that you know. Somebody said that when Trump was elected president and not Hillary Clinton, that this, so the person who was a Democrat, you know, was talking to one of the Rabbanim, he says, you know, Rabbi, I have to tell you that I'm happy for you. So I'm not happy, but I'm happy for you. He says, because if Hillary Clinton had become president, I guarantee you that before 4 years were up, your school will, your shul would lose the status of a tax exempt organization because it discriminates against women.
I believe that, yeah.
I guarantee you, within she had been president, within 4 years, all Orthodox shuls would lose tax exempt status. And they're out to destroy. They're out to destroy. They're to fight to undermine religion.
Right.
You know, they bedafka go and ask for services from somebody who's religious so they can make a lawsuit against him to be able to undermine his religious belief.
That's right.
They're out to get it. It's not just them. It happens to be in circumstance. They hate religion. They hate the idea that there should be a moral standard because and that's the achva which is bothering them. I think we started with like, you know, this theoretical historical question of Edom, etc., but I think it comes back down to like the nakuda of that. The Edom has in it a very strong Yavan component to this day, or better, the Edom existence which we're dealing with nowadays, maybe many years it was the martial arts, etc. Now very much it's the Yavan component, we're coming back to see, and that's where there is this room for overlap. There's a misyavein. It's the room for achva, and that's exactly why it bothers them so much. Like, you know, anybody who has these separate ideas, they can't live with such an idea that somebody out there who has this different other standard.
Right.
We have to destroy it. That's just, I think, a little bit of a world view of what our reality is.